Mr. Publius, can you give us an audio? Oh, he laughed.
He's test.
He gave us an audio check. He's been talking to us.
I want to know. He comes through.
Maxed out.
That's the only one I honestly care about.
Well, I guess we'll have him once he's back. In a few more minutes. You got him? Did you get him coming through the
That is how I will announce him, Christopher Kirsten.
I can't hear Jitsi yet. Nobody's coming through.
Well, we need to wait for someone to come through on Jitsi. Wait.
Anybody.
I'm not going to screw with it. I'll just wait for him to come back. Oh, it's picking up me, so I don't have to do anything. I just have to do everything from memory. Yay!
Yeah, you can check the camera, see if anybody's here.
That disaster network's going to be more necessary than I think we think.
Then you think that we think that's going to be necessary. Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm like, we would need to start being able to push FTA on the citizens band. So that way, like, if you're far out and I got a shitty transmitter, you can still hear my message. Deet, 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 which, well, FTA it is.
Okay.
Testing, testing, testing.
I don't know if it's gonna work though.
If you get an SDR, it will.
Okay.
Or, you know what? Just, I'll buy Albert's off of him, and if you don't want to use it.
No, I can buy one.
Get the one I pointed to him at, because that one goes all those. That one doesn't need an up converter to go all the way down to the lower
frequencies. The latest one that you linked to me?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll double check that, because the one I bought originally goes from 30. No, it covers CB, so it's like 25 megahertz up to 1.7.
Okay.
Testing.
Hey,
okay.
We just need one more sound check from ya.
Me? You want a sound check from me? Why, no one's ever asked for such a thing before. I'm flabbergasted.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's certainly
perfect.
Like you don't do this for Twitch at all, do you?
Ooh.
He goes, ooh. You're telling me there's been some silent Twitch streams, huh?
Actually, the main problem that I have with that is forgetting to change from one source to another so that I'm talking and my filler music is playing. And you don't hear me, you hear the filler music.
I see.
That's a problem.
That's a kind of reading experience where you have to just read your lips.
that's an interesting live streams of reading for the deaf.
Dennis Leary had a bit that was called Deaf Cocktail Party. And it was just basically like, you could hear people like sort of talking,
okay,
but basically just hanging out, really breathing, and like you hear like a phone ringing in the background, it just keeps ringing.
Yeah.
Ideally, of course, you then have automatically generated closed captions that have nothing to do with what I'm actually saying. It's just gibberish, you know?
Or
Dragon Naturally Speaking version 1.0 generates your text-to-speech.
Wow,
text-to-text.
I actually use that. But no, just pipe in the like words from a movie or something. Something totally unrelated.
Title crawl from Star Wars.
Yes!
It is a time of galactic civil war.
One of the terrible ones.
I thought this was supposed to be Dracula!
Now that's disappointment.
I can't open the article that
T-minus
talks about
9.
Amazon monitoring its employees because it's kind of an ad blocker, but I'm not taking it down.
Guess what? Amazon monitors its employees.
Really?
Film at 11.
Film at 11.
No, I'm just going to talk about the TikTok footage I saw. That's not that official, but the drone. The guy with the drone.
Ah, yes. I love it when this music gets to the point where it's Gandalf humming to himself.
Oh, okay. I thought he was singing.
No, it's not. I don't think Chris even hears the music.
Okay.
The music.
I heard a snatch of something. I don't know. Wait a second. Wait a second. Have you got the music from the Rankin Bass Lord of the Rings?
Wow. Okay, maybe he does hear the music.
Yeah. A triumph of Glenn Yarbrough. Frodo of the Nine Fingers and the Ring of Doom.
He matches the guy in the actual music perfectly.
Glenn Yarbrough, man. Glenn Yarbrough of the Limelighters.
You said you found some records, like, still sealed? What were they?
So I buy vinyl mostly to give as gifts to my sister for, like, birthdays and Christmas presents. And at some point, apparently, I backed a Kickstarter or something, and I wound up with five records from Don Giovanni Records in New Jersey. So there's a bunch of weird, like, punk stuff. Which I'm hopefully my sister will enjoy.
Hopefully. Well, does she like punk?
Yes. I mean, the thing is, she likes whatever it is, the weirder the better. I mean, she actually has a Patreon where she does record reviews.
Oh, interesting. Huh,
that'd
be cool.
All right, got weird.
All right, let me read you one of these record reviews so you get a flavor. Let's see. Holy shit, there is very little I enjoy more than tuning into some music which expresses and clearly demonstrates the futility of concrete ideas. Bonus points if it gives off an earthy scent of veil rending, with which I must say, Sinner Get Ready by Lingua Ignota is redolent. It does all this and more, whereby more, I mean, possibly features instrumentalized bees, a mighty drone, and a hideous...